I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author, and this is
Lit Sis.
If you can't get enough of Lit Sis, and we know you can't, there's a really easy way to stay connected to us all the time, just from your phone on Instagram. You can stay in contact with me, Maddie, at Maddie Reads a Lot. That's at M-A-D-D-Y Reads a Lot.
And you can follow me at Brooke and Binding, B-R-O-O-K-E-A-N-D-B-I-N-D-I-N-G. It's a long one.
Yes.
At Instagram.
But wait, there's more. You can also follow us at Lit Sis Podcast now, where you'll see, we'll get both of us in a combined thing, all just about this podcast instead of just about our reviews. So you'll see information about the podcast, if we want to put any announcements up there, as well as ways to engage with each new episode. And that is at L-I-T-S-I-S Podcast. And also don't forget, if you want longer versions of Haley's reviews, Haley, what website can they go to?
brookandbinding.com. Can't wait Woo! To interact with you guys and to see what you are reading too.
All right, back to the books.
Happy Friday, Lit listeners.
Happy Thursday night.
Yes, technically when we're recording it's Thursday night, but it will be Friday when the Lit listeners are listening, or I guess another day of the week. I guess you guys don't have to listen on Friday.
Happy whenever you're listening.
Happy whatever day it is.
Now, I don't know about whatever's going on with where you guys are or for you, Mad, or anything like that, but I will tell you, it is very, very hot where I live. Like, I love heat very much. But I will say that it has kind of gotten to this point of we cannot even be outside heat. So if you're hearing some background noise, we've got literally fans all over our house trying to circulate some air. We've got so many things going on. So just a heads up in that department for everybody. It's just so hot. Is it hot for you?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty hot. I think it was like high 90s today, and then it said like it felt like 100 something.
Yep, us too. And we have an older house, and so we do have some like good airflow in some of the places, but our upstairs just gets so hot. But it's hot at nighttime too, so it's not like we can even open the windows to get some cool air in. So we're trying.
Don't you guys
like
have central air conditioning?
We do, but our upstairs, one of the vents that goes to our upstairs in our remodeling process got cut off.
Oh.
So one of the rooms upstairs does not have a direct vent to cool it off. And so we have like fans that are leading up our stairs to bring up cool air and then going into the room and circulating upstairs. And like, we've got like ceiling fans going and all that stuff. So there's just a lot of like background noise that's been going on lately. Of just like, even we're trying to talk to each other around the house. And I'm like, what? Because we have all of these like fans going crazy.
Oh my.
But you know, I'm a person who loves the heat. I appreciate a good hot day. So I'm not complaining about it, but it's just like, we're figuring something out. We got to figure something out here.
Yeah, for sure. Thankfully we have good AC. We got a couple ceiling fans where I'm at, and we have access to a pool. So it's been helping us stay cool for sure.
Wow. That is, yeah, that's really good. And the thing is for us too, we have a little pool that we have for our boys, but it's been so hot to like even have them outside and be exposed to the heat in general. It's like, I don't even know if we want to have them even outside, even in the pool, because it just, like, they're still actually outside. You know what I mean? Like, they still are in the outside space.
Hello. Yeah.
But it's, it's, you know, at least you would be calm. I mean, not calm, cool in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still, like, in the sun, you know?
Cool. Yeah. Pool and you eat a popsicle at the same time.
Yeah. Or we get one of those really big beach umbrellas, which I think we have somewhere. And have that, like, over the pool area because we just don't have hardly any shade. And so it's not like we can be in shade outside and enjoy the pool and kind of just cool off. It's like literally smack dab in like super hot with the sun shining down and the pool water just heats up within minutes because of how hot it is outside. So we are making do. We're actually on a heat advisory until Friday night. So
wow.
Hopefully we will be able to actually enjoy our weekend, but it's been a lot of makeshift. So again, if you hear like background noises or whatnot, it's literally because these fans have taken over my entire house.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on from the heat. Our topic today is Haley and I went through a bit of I don't know how to describe it. We went through like a pattern last year of we just kept buying signed copies of authors' books that we really liked. And we would go back and forth between like, I would buy two books signed, you would buy two books signed for like each other. And it was like a gift initially, and then it turned into, because initially I think you gifted me one Italian Summer, but also bought myself a copy and you bought yourself a copy or something like that. Oh, no, wait. I can't remember. I think you bought me one Italian Summer signed for my birthday and I bought it back for you. And then we just started going back and forth of buying duplicate.
Think it was even for like a birthday or something like that. It was like, oh, why didn't you get one for yourself? And it was like,
yeah,
I didn't even think about doing something for myself. So
then we started doing it for ourselves and each other.
Yep. That's kind of where it came from. And I counted. I feel like I'm either missing something or what, because it looks like I only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 signed books. How many do you have?
1, 2, 3. I have 5 for sure, but one of them I got this year.
Okay. So I think we have almost all of the exact same ones, but not all of them the exact same. And so I want to see where the differences are and maybe why. And I also made a list, which is fun. Like as I'm looking at all of our books that I have here on display and my big old bookshelf, like, oh, these authors that I very much love and enjoy that I have multiple books of, that I don't have a signed copy of them, like these like beloved authors of mine. I know. So I have a list of those. And then I just have a few fun ones to mention that would be fun to have, or maybe have a sentimental value to them. That would be kind of just fun to have in general. So I kind of went a little crazy on this because there is something about having an author like sign a book for you. Like I really love getting merch that has signed elements to it. Like I just got the new Ed Sheeran album that's signed. I have like a Christian artist, her name's Stephanie Gretzinger. I have like a shirt that she signed. I have like a few other things like that where like, oh, I have someone from Wicked who was the understudy for Idina Menzel. Her name's Shoshana. I have her signed autograph. So there's something about like having a little bit of that person. It's like I have something to connect me to them even more than just what they've created. It's like they actually took the time right this second to write their name down, and now I have that. So there's something like really sentimental about it for me. But I don't know, what about you? I feel like we kind of stumbled across like your first signed book, I think. Or maybe it was a first sign, or maybe a first edition, but
it was first edition.
Oh, okay.
I think my first signed book was what One Italian Summer that you got me for my birthday.
Oh yeah.
So that was my first one. That's the one I remembered for sure having. And then I think I got us both Book Lovers signed.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even count Book Lovers. Hilarious. Okay, yes, Book Lovers.
And then I think you got us both Riley. Yes, because you had the Riley Sager one.
especially like it was House Across the Lake. It was House Across the Lake, and it was like you had something specially written that from Riley to me about like to another future author or something like that. That made me cry. And then I think after that, I got us Daisy Darker. I could be missing. I don't even remember if we got Ruth Ware signed. I still can't remember. I don't have my copy with me of the It Girl. That could be the one that I'm forgetting about. But I know for sure that I have Riley, One Italian Summer, Book Lovers, Daisy Darker, and the one that I know that I have signed that you don't have signed is Grady Hendrix, How to Sell a Haunted House.
Yeah, but that was like an intentional thing, I think.
Yes.
Like, I was a little wary about it. So I, not that I didn't like really want him, but he was someone that I was like, you know, I'm okay that I don't have that.
Did I mean? Is your copy of the It Girl signed?
Yes, it is.
Okay. See, mine must be signed as well, because I don't remember that. But yes. I'm pretty sure the last one we got was Daisy Darker.
Yes, Daisy Darker, The One Italian Summer, The It Girl, Carrie Soto is back.
I forgot about Carrie Soto, that's our other one.
And then, yes, you got me The Only One Left by Riley Sager.
Yes, I did.
But I don't know if you have that one.
No, I have the book. I got it from Book of the Month, but it's not signed. So I have a Grady that's signed that you don't have, and you have a Riley that's signed that I don't have. So it's even.
Yep.
But we wanted to continue to talk about what authors we would like to get signed copies of.
Yes.
So we both made a list. And we will get to these lists. And I'm going to grab some headphones. So don't mind me. I'm zipping and unzipping.
Well, I can give you some of my honorable mentions. Ones that kind of have, like, sentimental value while you're doing that. I really feel like they would be, like, kind of... it would be really nice to have maybe, like, a Stephanie Meyer. You can laugh at me. Susan Collins. I think it'd be nice to have like a Francine Rivers. I said Francine Rivers.
Stephanie Meyer.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at it's just like books that have had meaning for me in my life. And so it's like,
okay, I accept
these classics. Also, you've got like Toni Morrison, maybe like. A classic, like,
she Anna is Karenina. Dead, you know that, right? Right,
yeah. Yes, like Tolstoy would be so cool to have. Like, I'm just saying, like, these would be cool. Like, Stephen King would be really cool, Leanne Moriarty would be really cool, Ellen Hildebrand would be really cool. Just like some of these people that I read consistently, that I've read for a long period of time, or that like have impacted my life in some way or another through reading, I think would be pretty cool. Marissa Meyer would be interesting. Just like a few of those like classic authors for me are people that like have really shaped my reading experience. But those aren't the ones that like that I'm looking at my shelf and being like, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. I cannot believe I don't have this already. At least I can't think of that I do at the moment. Maybe I do, I just don't know where they are. So what about you? What are some that you are really wishing that you had, or maybe you feel kind of embarrassed that you don't have already?
I will say I have five plus a bonus one. So I don't have any like honorable mentions though. So I'll go first into, I would love to have a signed copy of a Harry Potter book.
Same.
Not all of them. Is that on your list?
JK. And I thought to myself, I swear I bought a book that was signed by her.
You don't. You have the signature from the cast.
but you don't have a book signed by her.
I thought I did, though. I thought my Christmas pig was, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, JK is 100% on my list. Like, embarrassing. I don't have one of those books signed edition. Like, how sad is that?
That is incredibly sad. I mean, but same for me.
But I wonder how much those things go for. Let me see.
Probably a lot of money.
Let me look up. How do I do that? Google. Okay, what's another
Rice
one? That one's obviously
of a signed
too.
Harry Potter. My next one is a Kristen Hanna book.
Mine too.
What the heck? Are we the same?
I have Kristen Hanna too, and she has a new one coming out. So maybe we could try and get a signed one of her new.
That would be so good. Oh my gosh. Someone has a on eBay. Says Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, signed by J.K. Rowling and the cast.
How much is it?
$1,500.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. But how cool.
That is. Signed second edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone for
$6,000.
Haley, I found a signed first edition. Do you want to know how much it's going for?
$25,000.
$29,000.
Oh my gosh, I was so close.
We should do it. If we were ever millionaires,
if
that's what I'd spend my money on.
If I was rich, worth crap, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Signed first edition of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, though, for $1,100.
That's not bad.
More doable. Mm-hmm.
Let me just
not
whip up the $1,100 I have just readily available to spend frivolously.
Apparently, there's a signed Deathly Hallows first edition, but for only $100.
How is that real?
I don't know. I'm kind of suspicious
of
it.
If that is real,
oh,
that is a steal.
I know. It is. It's signed by the illustrator.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of lame, but whatever.
Yeah. First edition Prisoner of Azkaban signed for $2,000.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to stop now. But if you're looking, guys, they're on eBay.
If you ever decide to just do it spontaneously, man. What?
There is a Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone first edition hardcover on this website called Abe Books for
$850,000. $850,000?
That is crazy.
What? Wow.
Okay. All right. I'm done. Kristen and Hannah, we both have her on our list.
I wonder if there's just anything that you can get that's JK like merch signed or something like that. I wonder how much.
No idea.
Something signed by JK. How much do I spend? You know what I mean? How much
do
I have?
That's fair.
That is hilarious. And Kristen Hannah, that new book is coming out.
Yes.
That is
the women.
Yes, and that is coming out. I'm trying to look it up right now. Excuse you, my puppy.
I was gonna say, is that a dog?
He just, unbeknownst to him, grabbed one of my favorite books off the bottom shelf and started and he just moved it. He didn't like actually chew on it, but he grabbed it. And guess what book it was?
Cersei.
Yes. How did he know?
Well, I sent him to destroy it.
February 6, 2024 is The Women. I wonder if you can get it. Books a Million, Barnes & Noble.
I'm currently not seeing anything about signed.
Look.
Duck.
Kristen.
Kristen. Maybe she's worried that we will steal her signature and steal her credit card, you know?
Yeah, I don't think so. Let me see. Kristen Hanna.
Maybe it's just too early.
Signed books.
You're seeing if she's ever signed them.
She has signed some old books.
So she's not afraid of her signature being out there.
She's not afraid to sign. First edition on Abe Books. First edition for signed copy of The Four Winds, I think.
Fancy.
$32. That's not bad.
Mm-mm. Get it now before it goes up in price.
First editions. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who's your next person? So we've had two of the same. JK, Kristen. Let's see if we're on the same page.
Okay.
Tonight.
I don't think you're going to have this one.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think you will. Allie Hazelwood.
I knew that one was going to be on your list.
It's because I'm really in love. I'm loving love theoretically right now. It's so good.
If you have a freaking Emily Henry signed book, then I can see why you would want Allie Hazelwood as well.
Whatever. That sounds like an insult.
I mean, no, it's not an insult.
Stop it.
It's not an insult. It's not an insult. But I mean, that's like same genre, roughly. But baby! My puppy.
Oh my. I thought you were talking about your actual baby.
No.
There's a signed edition first print of The Great Alone.
I see it. Oh. Isn't it like $75 or something like
that? 72.
Excuse me. If you guys all didn't realize, I have a new puppy and he is huge. But his name is Remus. And if you are a Harry Potter lover, you will know that that is amazing.
What's the name of your other dog?
Nymphadora.
Oh my.
I've got a couple.
You do have a couple.
I've got a husband and wife situation. But no, he's a sweetie, but he gets the chewies because he's teething and he literally has teeth like falling out all over the place. He's like,
that's disgusting, Remus.
But no, but it's just because it's a natural process. Go but rah! That makes him not safe to be alone. And so I never know what I'm going to walk into if I leave him by himself. So he's hanging with me, but he's also getting the chewy excited craziness. So I might try to put him outside, but then he gets the barks. So we're just dealing with lots of stuff. But anyway, so that is crazy. So I do not want an Allie Hazelwood signed book, but I, again, can see why you would want that. Someone that I feel very, like, I would want one, but I know you probably wouldn't care that much, is a Leigh Bardugo, like, this third installment of Ninth House that's coming out.
Yeah, I wouldn't care as much.
Yeah, I want that. So there's, like, each of our own little, like, excuse you. I am talking. We each have our own, like, special author that's like special to us that is not like the same, so that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. I have
a feeling another my last one that I think we're gonna have the same, which this one feels like the most embarrassing.
I agree. I feel you. Okay, so I have two more including my bone and plus my bonus one, so I'll do my next one, then my bonus, and then my last one, which I guess will probably be the same author.
Okay.
So next is Peter Swanson.
Yeah. I was just looking at my thing and I was like, oh, I think I have two Peter Swanson books that I got from
reading
at Barnes & Noble.
You should read them. Which ones are they?
We've already done this before, but I will tell you.
Whatever.
Look. You want to sing the little Jeopardy music or something?
Do, do, do. I'm not going to sing it actually because of the whatever, you know, it's trademark. Do, 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 do.
Okay, I think I have one. Oh, okay. All the Beautiful Lies.
Yeah, that one's okay.
Okay,
I think that's what I said last time too.
Yes, but you know what, it's an ARC, an advanced reader copy, so who knows if it's a little bit different than the
public. It'll probably be the same.
Well, you never know.
You can read it still.
Yeah, I probably will.
But I think that you should read other ones by him.
Yeah, I know. There's like one that you're really hyped up about me reading.
You should read The Kind Worth Killing. It's so good.
This is what I think should happen is when I'm Remus. When I'm done with school, you should have a whole list of all these books over the next or the last 3 years that I should have been reading or you think is worth my time, and then when I'm done with school I can like
you will put aside all other books you want to read the books I recommend, right?
I mean, I don't know if I'd put aside all my other books, but like hopefully I would have caught up on my TBR by then
for me,
so that like the things that I have not actually read that you were like, this is worth your time, these are the amazing books you missed over the past 3 years, you know what I'm saying? Like these
are fair.
Like big ones that like people were loving that you didn't get a chance to read or that I read that I want you to read. Make a big old list, and then by when I graduate I will chip away at the list. How fun would that be?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think that sounds like a good idea.
Okay, fantastic. Because okay, there are so many that I want to read, but I just don't have time. And then you make up, you know, little things like the Peter Swanson or the Allie Hazelwood. And, like, those are not ones that are on my, like, I don't readily see. Like, that's literally physically in front of my face. So,
hey, when are you going to read it? I have some questions for you.
You know what? I have some questions for you.
Okay. What's your next one?
yeah, I don't know. I not right now, but I will. It just looks so big.
It is good. I
need something short.
It's good,
I need though. Short, easy reads.
It's anyway. Good, though.
I hear you. I believe it's awesome. Is it, like, podcast form? Like, does some of it go fast?
Some of it does go fast.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
I'll think about it. It sounds good. I'm not opposed. It's obviously
it is good.
But, okay. So, then, my last author, which I think is embarrassing, and I feel like maybe I am overlooking.
This is not like, your like one that's the same as us, right? Same as
no,
me.
I think this is.
Oh, you think this is? Wait, let me do my extra one then.
Oh, okay.
My extra one is I Fault in Our Stars. Wait, do I have a copy of it?
You do.
A new copy.
Yeah.
Okay, lies then. Lies. I was going to tell the whole story. I still can. Whole story, y'all. I met John Green when I was 15. Just recently had gotten, no, about to get my braces off or just recently had gotten my braces off. That's, you know, irrelevant to the story. But I met him in real life and he signed my copy of Fault in Our Stars and dated it and stuff like that. And I somehow lost it, let someone borrow it or whatever, never got it back. And then I totally forgot. I did get a new copy that's signed, not dated. Obviously not from when I saw him in person at the resale shop. So technically, I do have a copy now. I'm still sad that I don't have my original copy, though. That's a sad story. Okay.
That is. But.
I feel like this is the same author that we have at the end here.
It's got to be.
If it's not, I'm very surprised and we'll have another author.
I feel like it's embarrassing. Like, I feel like this should, we already, like, I was looking at all of my copies of this person's book and waiting to see the pen mark and I didn't see anything.
Nothing.
But really quick, what's the book that I got you that had, like, the personalization in it?
Oh, it was The House Across the Lake.
Yes. Riley.
So good. Wait, Riley.
So that means I have a Riley signed as well? No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. So I have two signed
Rileys. You have two signed Rileys.
That feels fancy.
You are fancy.
Okay, so then what do you think this last author is? Who do you think it is?
It's got to be the same author. Should we just try and do it 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, ready? Yes. 3, 2, 1. Anthony Horowitz.
Yeah. Embarrassing. I literally was like, oh, I for sure remember having a signed Anthony Horowitz. And I'm looking, I'm like, there is literally nothing.
Mm-mm. You know what it is?
What?
You know what it is? Is I don't think he does any signed copies for his American ones.
You're kidding.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Because anytime I see it.
Why would I have never done it?
Anytime that I see signed copies for him, I think it's like the British ones. And I think we always hesitate because then our covers wouldn't match anymore.
Yeah.
At least that's how I feel about it. But I do really want, I would love a signed, what?
Close to Death.
Is it out?
The fifth Hawthorne book.
The title's out?
Close to Death.
I was just looking. Wait, where? It's not on Goodreads.
It's on his personal website. The cover has yet to be revealed. But it's getting published March 14th next year. It says it can go to Amazon.
Where is the book?
Close to Death. How to Solve a Murder. When everyone
I see.
Has a motive.
Oh my word.
Doesn't say signed.
I need it still.
Does he even do signed books? That's the best question to ask.
That's what I'm not sure about.
Anthony Horowitz.
I love his books so much.
Signed books.
When did you say it's coming out?
March 14th.
So far from now.
What? VJ Books presents Anthony L. Horowitz, signed copy, signed UK edition, signed first edition Word is Murder, signed first edition Magpie Murder, signed first edition Moriarty.
So he does.
Maybe he does like the independent places.
It must be that.
We got to do that. When this next one's coming out, that's how we've got some of our other ones.
That's true. Been,
like, you go to the actual author's website or you go to their Instagram page or whatever, and then they have a link of like, hey, this random bookseller that is near my house or whatever is going to have like 100 copies of this book signed. And then you can be like, yes, please. And then you buy
yes,
it.
Please.
Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's. I think that might be what we have to do. I love Anthony Horowitz's books so much. It makes me, it's embarrassing how much I love them.
I think it's embarrassing that we still don't have them. So like, JK is a bit of a stretch, but I feel like Kristen Hanna and Anthony Horowitz and Leigh Bardugo and Allie Hazelwood for you are all fairly doable to be able to get within like the next year. Because I feel agree. Like, let me see when the Leigh Bardugo, I mean, you just never know when her books are going to come out. Don't make fun of me.
I can make fun of you if I want. You're my sister. It's allowed.
Ninth house.
Don't mind me. I'm just buying things on Amazon.
What are you buying?
I got to buy more stuff for my hair. I'm running out.
Oh, my. I don't even have a conditioner right now. I ran out.
Oh, my.
Okay. The third book has no information at all.
On Magpie Murders?
No, for Leigh Bardugo.
Oh, Leigh Bardugo.
Allie Hazelwood, how many more does she have coming out? Like 7?
Stop it. She's got, I think, just novellas at the moment. She just had Love Unconditionally. Love Theoretically come out.
You are currently reading it, and you did not get it right.
You know what? I'm tired. It's my almost my bedtime.
Yeah,
I feel like
everything else is, yeah.
Under One Roof, Love Theoretically, Below Zero, Stuck With You. Check and Mate. That's the next one. Or is this a novella? No, this is a book. Check and Mate comes out in November.
Wow. November?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She's so good. And then she has another book coming out in February already called Bride.
And it I'm looks telling like you, it's this more... girl's got like a backlog. She used to be, this is what she was.
It's I've like said Vampire this. Bride and Alpha Werewolf.
She is a member of multiple fan fiction places. And then she's like, hey, I kind of want to become like a real author. Can we just start publishing all these stories I've written over the past 15 years?
But like make them real, like a real story where it's like, she changes it so it's not fan fiction.
Yes.
She changes it to like her own characters.
Yes. Like her own name. Mm-hmm.
The thing I really like about her books though is they've got this like very specific type of humor. It almost reminds me of an adult version of John Green books. Maybe not that much. More funny. I don't know why, but it's just like there's like that it's like a guilty pleasure read in the sense that like she writes all of the characters very similar, so like there's always like the male character is always kind of like big and like so, and the girls are like so small, and so it's like, oh, my protector guy. I don't know, they're all like written the same, but the humor is very like John Greenish humor, but it was never realistic when John Green would write it because it was like teenagers, but now it's like sciencey people, so it makes sense. I don't know. There's like this very specific way where it's like I open the book and it's like it feels like the characters are familiar because they're very similar to previous characters, but you liked those characters anyway and you liked the chemistry and you liked how it worked before. So it's almost like you get to reread a Allie Hazelwood book that you liked, except it's totally new.
You mean John Green book?
No, Allie Hazelwood book. I'm saying it's like if you, I liked the Love Hypothesis. Almost like also every like book after that.
Read it every time. Like yes. A new book is like reading that every time.
Yes, it is.
Got you.
That's how it feels to me.
I got you. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really good. I haven't decided which one I like the best so far. I mean, I haven't finished Love Theoretically yet. I did really love Love on the Brain. I thought that, I think I liked that one maybe more than Love Hypothesis. Oh, wait, I rated it lower. What?
Well,
maybe, you know, I think I just really like the characters. Maybe it's, I'm just thinking the characters, not the plot. But I'm really loving Love Theoretically so far. It's going different spots than I thought it was going to go. And I'm a fan of it. And I'm a fan of the characters. So we'll see.
I am happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy for me too. All right. So that's what I'm reading right now still. Or not, yes. Was I reading it last week? No, I wasn't.
No,
that's what I'm reading.
So I am reading, thanks for asking.
Oh, what are you reading right now?
Nothing.
Oh, no, you're reading something.
You know what I think I'm going to try to do?
What do you think you're going to try and do?
I just don't know if it's going to be a positive, but I might give it a go.
What are you going to? I thought you are reading something right now.
I was trying. Okay. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was trying to.
What are you even doing?
My recording device was falling off of the platform it was on.
Why is it on a platform?
You know, that's how I'm doing things.
Oh, my.
Okay, so I was reading What Lies in the Woods by Kate Alice something, Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I read, like, maybe one page. That's all I've got here. So I'm not super committed to
it. That's fair. Right, that's fair.
I do have just a butt ton of books on my book of the month. So I really would like to read that. I thought that would be an easy one to do, but it has not happened yet. Mm-hmm. I really do want to read Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. I feel like that one's kind of talking to me.
You've put that off for so long.
I know it's talking to me. It's telling me it might be a time. But I also have just kickstarted a ton of exams. So how my school works is the first 1 to 2.5 to maybe 2 to 3 weeks, mostly 2 to 2.5, all just a few quizzes here and there, some activities, you know, assignments, and tons of lecture time. And then it's like a domino effect where once one of the professors decides to have an exam, it's like they all decide to have exams as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's like literally it's like from here on out to the end of the trimester, I have probably at least one exam every week, at least one. So I am just going to be pushing through, and I am taking one day off each week to do literally no studying. I'm going to try to do like a little Sabbath day, and that might be my day to read. So I thought this last weekend, my Sabbath day, I'm going to read What Lies in the Woods. I picked it up. I read one page, and then Max and I think decided to watch a show together instead. And that was more of like, let's be together and like spend time and talk about it. And you wouldn't like it because it's like a documentary about football. So it's kind of like whenever. But so I decided not to read. I was doing that instead. So I have nothing right now.
Okay. Nothing you're reading.
No. I might try to listen to a book.
Ooh, now, which
we'll
one?
See how it goes. Maybe Dune.
Okay.
Because I'm very intrigued. I really like that story. It haunts me. So I think it would be nice to read it. And if not Dune, maybe like another audiobook that is like a memoir or something like that. So Max has quite a few on his audiobook account or Audible account as well. So I will probably dive into there and read quite a few of his and see how that goes, because I have a lot of listening time available and not always necessarily sitting down and reading time available. So maybe I will do an audiobook this next week if I can't actually get around to cracking open a novel.
Okay, that's fair. I accept it.
Well, thank you.
All right, you guys. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little bit of a chaotic episode of Litsis. But hopefully Haley and I can tick off a few more books on our signed copies list. And coming at you next week will be our LLDs of the month of July. So we got to get some books finished so we have some to talk about.
And definitely go check out our Instagram. I think it would be really cool to have like a poll to see, like, because some people think maybe signed copies of books are like not worth it. You know,
it's worth
like,
it.
Some people think it is. So like, go give your little advice or give your thoughts on the poll. Like, does it matter to you? Does it not? Do you need it? Do you love it? Like, is it fun? Just, you know, I want to see what people think about
give
that.
Give us your input.
Enjoy it. Yeah, definitely.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for taking a break from reading. Can't wait to see what you say in the poll. Now go flip some pages. ¶¶